T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your official station to talk Yankees. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
All right, Tinky and Tierney back on the Fan. Verlander, he's coming. Justin Verlander, another star in the New York sporting galaxy. So one leaves and another one comes in. Somebody who's been more durable. Verlander, 2 years with a vesting option for the third season. And, you know, listen, the thing about, we could sit here all day, who's better? I mean, listen, I think on their best day, I think most of us would say that DeGrom is slightly more dominant. I have no problem with that, but in terms of durability, I mean, you know, Verlander had 34 starts back in 2016, 33 starts back in 2017. 2018, he had 34. 2019, he had 34. Then you had COVID. Then you had the injury. And then last year, almost 30 starts. So, you know, I did a little deep dive on his average fastball. And it's actually last year, it was 95.1 mile per hour, which was his best since 2017. Mm-hmm. So there's been retention with the juice. I'm sure the spin rate's obviously done something for that, because when he was with the Tigers, he was like low 90s, 92, 93, 94. He's actually upped it. And, you know, as the elbow was getting a little creaky, there was a slight downturn. Now the elbow's reconstructed. He's an absolute beast. Let's go. Simple. Mets are better today.
All right, simple question.
Mets are better.
Simple question. Who's the ace? Is it Scherzer or is it Verlander who just won the Cy Young?
I think
it's a bad
matters.
Problem. It's a great problem to have. But you're starting.
Who starts opening day? Yeah. Scherzer. He's been here.
Okay.
I mean that's it.
But Verlander just won the Cy Young.
I understand.
Hoff, who do you want?
He finally won a World Series.
Who do you want?
Too.
Who do you want to
He's
start
not
opening
even happy,
day?
This guy.
No, you got to be happy.
He's not. I just talked to him during the
they
break.
They signed a 40-year-old for 3 years, basically $129 million. Their ace, they offered 3 years, $120 million. Come correct next time.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Do you, though, Teague? What do you mean you hear him?
I hear you.
Verlander's better. What do you mean you hear him?
Of course. Verlander is better.
Exactly.
Don't start him.
No, he's talking about DeGrom.
No, forget DeGrom.
I'm just talking about DeGrom.
I asked you a question about Verlander. I'm only half listening to you, Hoff.
Well, you got to hold.
He's watching Croatia over there with the penalty kicks. That's
yeah, I don't care about Japan and Croatia. Verlander just signed with the Mets. How about focus on this, everybody? We good?
No,
that's all that matters
good.
Right
we're
now.
We're not good. Verlander.
That's okay.
I'm
I got that.
So,
that's
so
all that matters is Verlander right now.
Yes.
Not soccer. 877-337-6666. Let's go. Michael's in Brooklyn. What's going on, Mike? How are you?
What's up, guys?
Soccer. We're not even playing in the United States.
So upset
Waste my
about
time
it.
With this nonsense.
It's fantastic.
Mike, go ahead, buddy.
What's up? I wanted to say what's up, Mike. I had a today on the radio. I also just wanted to say how pumped I am for Verlander.
Yes!
I'm 19 years old, and I've seen DeGrom as a Met. Bruce and DeGard, he went to Philly. But I just want to let you know, I'm texting my friend, the Yankee fans. Oh, he's so old. Oh, bad signing. Gave him 40-something mil a year. He just won the Cy Young. What are they talking about?
Mike, let me speak for those Yankee fans. Now, those, unfortunately, it seems like a lot of your Yankee friends are dopes. All right, let me impart a little bit of logic here. Terrific move. The Mets today, to me, are indisputably better today than they were 2 days ago or 3 days ago when DeGrom was theoretically still here. He is better. He is more durable. He is more reliable. This is a win for the Mets. This is a win for the Mets, I'm telling you. 877-337-6666. And the other thing is he wants to be here. Like, do you remember the day after the Astros won the World Series? Remember when Kate Upton was on the set with those guys on the MLB Network?
I do.
All right, and Verlander obviously was with her, too, and they're having a good time. And she said it was I kind of thought it was a little shot at the Yankees, which is why I never really thought Verlander and the Yankees were a real issue or a real possibility. She said, you know, something along the lines of imagine booing. Oh, she was talking about,
basically boo your star.
Yeah, she was talking about Astro fans and how great they were. And then she said, like, to parallel that, like, imagine booing the best player or one of the or your own superstar. Mm-hmm. To me, she was talking about the Yankees.
Of course
no
she
doubt.
Was.
So I never thought Verlander was coming here. I wonder, though.
You mean to the Yankees. Yankees? Yes.
I wonder, though, just how aggressive the Yankees were in on this, because that is the winning move. Like, Rodon very well might be a Yankee or a Met or a Dodger, but were the Yankees swinging for Verlander? Did they make a push for Justin Verlander?
Well, you didn't hear it. So
exactly.
We heard the Rodon thing last week. Like, last Thursday, we were talking about Carlos Rodon having a Zoom with the Mets. And nothing with the Yankees. I'm assuming maybe they were talking, but you didn't hear anything. There was no leakage, no warm stovage going on with Rodon. Verlander, you even heard just some inklings that, you know, the Mets are reaching out, they're chatting with them. So the Mets have been very aggressive, probably because they knew that Jacob deGrom wanted to be elsewhere. Just as we've been intimating all day, and some of our callers have said, he doesn't want to be here, so great. We're moving forward. We're moving on.
Yeah.
And they probably knew it last week.
I think you're probably right about that.
To be honest with you.
But I think before that, actually. I think internally they knew. They were taking the temperature
all
year.
BT, they probably knew mid-season when he kept doubling down on the whole opt-out thing. Now, granted, he was just answering the question that was being asked of the media, but the way that he would say it, it was just kind of like, yeah, I'm opting out. Like, not like, I really love my time here, and I want to test free agencies, I'm going to opt out so I can get more money. Like, he didn't even say it.
The only thing, though, that was tough to gauge about that, and I agree with you on that, there was no heartfelt connection to the city, but that's his personality. So, like, we tried to extrapolate emotion from his quote, but he's generally been an emotionless person.
Yeah.
On the mound
that's fair.
In front of a microphone.
That's fair. But
great competitor, but you know.
I think, honestly, not that we're dragging the Yankees into this half glorious day.
Well, I'm curious why the Yankees didn't make a move for the best pitcher in the American League this past season. That would have been nice.
But I'm not. I don't want to drag the Yankees into this conversation because it is about the Mets and what they're doing. You lose DeGrom, you go get the Cy Young winner. That's as great a move as you can do. But the Yankees,
who made 17 more starts, by the way, than DeGrom.
But I said this earlier, and I can't prove it, but I feel like the Yankees are not conserving money, but I know that they don't want to hit a certain spot. And so they can't realistically go sign whoever, Verlander in this case, or even Rodon, until they know what they're going to be committing to Aaron Judge, unless they've completely flipped on their stance from last offseason where they didn't want to go into the luxury because it unjustly benefits teams in their division that don't spend money, like the Rays. So I think they need to get Judge signed, and this is why these owners' meetings, which are starting today, are so paramount for the Yankees because they got to get this Judge contract
done. I think that we're getting Judge this week. I'd be very sad. Predictions are a dime a dozen in this business, whatever. But I really think we're going to get word of Judge this week.
Yeah,
I do.
I think so. For Yankee fandom, you better.
Well, yes, because
you're going to start missing out on these guys.
Yeah, you already missed out on Verlander. What if Rodon signed somewhere? You know, I mean,
let the
Mets sign Rodon. Now, here's the, and this is what should have Met fans pumped up right now, all right? So, and I said to Tiki a couple hours ago, like, when your ego gets dented and you are a man or a person of means, and nobody has more means in baseball than Steve Cohen, now you go out and you look to obliterate everybody. So now, it wouldn't surprise me if Cohen, in his own mind, is going to Billy Epler, hey, listen, I mean, you might have this Ohtani plan for this summer. Construct a contract for Trey Turner. Get numbers in front of him. Get numbers in front of Rodon. Let me ask everybody a question. Why can't the 2022 offseason /2023, because it might trickle into January, it's already December, why can't this offseason for the Mets be what it was for the Yankees in 2009? Why can't the Mets spend $250 million and go out there and go for it? I want answers right now.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Preventing them from doing that?
Nothing.
And maybe this is the first step. This guy's coming out swinging.
And if they're gonna do these short term deals, it's not grossly punitive if it doesn't work out.
Mm-hmm. Let's get Andrew in Bay Ridge on the Fan, Tiki and Tierney. What's up, Andrew? How you been, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
First of all, getting through to you guys, I've got like the two phones thing going here. It's like I'm trying to get a tea time at Bethpage.
It's almost as tough as getting a tea time over at Marine Park these days.
We chatted with the new president out there. Remember that the lady who took over at Bethpage?
Yes, I
do.
I forget her name, but I do remember talking to her.
Yeah, she was great.
Didn't get us a tea time.
No, she did not.
What's up, buddy?
But I guess that's a good problem to have. So,
yes.
Listen, DeGrom, I'm one of these middle-of-the-road fans because I'm in that sweet spot of, you know, I understand it's a business, but I'm nostalgic about him because he really was one of the best Mets I have ever seen, you mm-hmm. know. So I'm in my mid-40s, but, you know, Cohen didn't become a successful guy because he's foolish with his money. And I think you just have to realize, like, you know, he's definitely got too many question marks and didn't contribute enough. And it's nostalgia, and you gotta let it go. So, I'm really upset that we're losing him because I really liked him.
Mm-hmm.
But we're on to bigger and better things, hopefully. And if Verlander is, if this does come to fruition, like it looks like it will,
that's done.
You know, I'm all in on that guy. You know,
what's next for you, Andrew? What is your next realistic expectation?
I mean, I think we need some offense. You know, we really got to make sure we bolster that. There's names floating around. I'm not super plugged in. I've been a little more on the Giants right now, you know, watching yesterday's tie. But, and actually really quick on that, the second to last possession for the Giants, which was like kind of that really weak three and out.
Yeah. Not really, because you talk about the one with where he dropped the pass to Slayton.
Yeah, but then the last possession where I correct me if I'm wrong, they had timeouts.
I think they had two of them.
Yeah,
I think they had two.
Yeah, they did.
They were just like satisfied to go to overtime. I'm like, you know, just try to get something in field goal range and win it.
I felt like Andrew. I felt like that was a little bit of a lack of trust in one offensive line and not making a mistake and losing the game. Because I've said this so many times, so many games in the NFL are lost rather than won by the other teams. Like, you just make a mistake. And the Giants are maybe excessively obsessed with not making the mistake. And so they play it safe. Because
I didn't have a huge issue with it yesterday.
I didn't either.
I
didn't either.
Given those situations and the circumstances, I understood why Dable did what he did.
Yeah. After Slayton dropped the bomb,
mm-hmm.
right? So the Commanders score, and then first play, Daniel Jones bombed to Slayton, and he drops it. The only thing I would question was throwing another deep ball, right? Because there was a dig that was coming in underneath that. They had two goes on the outside and a dig in the middle, or really just a sit down in the middle of the field. The sit down was open. But he decided to take a shot and maybe get the penalty. I guess it was a less risky throw. So that's the only thing I had questions with, because then you go basically three and out and you take no time off the clock. Washington fortunately faltered and they didn't score and it goes into overtime. But those three plays, those left a couple to be desired.
Let's get Russ on Long Island. What's happening, Russ? You're on the Fan with Tiki and Tierney. Go ahead, buddy.
What's up?
Guys, love the show. You guys doing well.
Thanks, man.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You.
As you were saying, very simplistically, as far as DeGrom goes, he didn't want to be here. They could have offered him $185 million.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be here. That's it. I mean, the Mets did nothing wrong, in my opinion.
No, they didn't. And I think they actually did it really well on moving on from a legend and not having to take any heat on it. Like, they're not taking heat. And then they follow it up by signing Justin Verlander.
Yeah.
So, I mean, from my understanding, from everything I've read about them, I mean, as far as I understand, back in May, there were rumblings that he didn't want to be and he wanted to go back. He wanted to go to Texas back in May.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there were so many rumblings. Like, some people said he wanted to go to
Florida.
Florida,
sure,
because
yeah.
he's from, you know, I don't know exactly where he's from down there, but he wanted to go back home, but Texas.
Hey, listen, if I made his money, I'd take that state tax. I guess I'd go there too, you know
well,
what I mean?
I think, you're joking, Russ, and appreciate your call, man, but I think a lot of this was. One, he didn't love, at least didn't project love, of being up this way.
Yeah. It's not for everybody.
Look, the weather sucks. If you grew up in Florida, the weather sucks here.
Uh-huh.
The fans are, I mean, they're awesome.
We're tough
until they turn on you because you have a little bit of bad luck.
No one knows more. Nobody demands more.
Exactly.
And nobody reveres you more when you deliver.
And
it's all part of the package.
And let's be real. The taxes suck up here.
It's brutal.
It is brutal. And
yeah.
So there was
traffic sucks.
I don't think there was it was a coincidence that the two states that he was linked to, potentially going to, were nice weather and no taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Is when you're going to go make $40+ million, even though he's making less than $40+ million, it's kind of nice not to have to give half the United States government.
So I don't blame you. I
get it, man.
Me too.
I really do.
Teague, we can sit here and listen. There's the emotional side, which often overrides the pragmatic part of the brain, and I've said that a few times because it really applies here. Like, I think when you look at I think the only way you could be mad at the Mets, or to bring it back to the Mets and you know, eventually a little bit away from DeGrom, like, if they didn't offer him, if they had an opportunity to match, which they didn't, and they then elected not to, then I could see, even though I would still say myself it's the right move not to do it because he's a little bit damaged goods, whatever. But then I could see the Met fan being a little bit pissed. But even more so if you didn't have a plan B. The fact that he walked out on Friday night and here we are Monday afternoon and you got another co-ace, what are we complaining about here?
Nothing.
Nothing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.